Okay, so you're gonna do it? What? You think we should have music?
Yeah, like Lift music, like I just said.
I got in a lift once and it sounded like James great. Bond.
What, the lift music?
Dun 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 dun, dun in a lift.
I'd be generally, that's not James Bond, that's Mission Impossible. Also, I'd be terrified in that lift that it was gonna like hit the floor and I'd die.
Oh,
because you know then they say if you jump in a lift,
yeah,
that you survive.
That's my dad always jumps.
That's not true.
Well, no, because I'm still alive. My dad does.
You jump
all the
before the end. No, you mean your dad jumps to irritate you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying
if a lift falls, you jump
because gravity won't hit you or something. Right. I don't know. I don't know the science behind it, but yeah, that's what they say, and that's totally not true.
That's crazy.
You would die. I'm 99% sure you'd die.
Anyway.
That was Mission Impossible.
Oh, right,
also, okay. I feel like the intro should be nice and happy music, do-do-do-do, and then just a fuck, you know? Like a good because that's what we're, essentially, is what this podcast is about.
Like, yeah. Like our lives being like, da-da-da-da-da-da, and then like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is it.
Okay. So we'll think about that.
Okay.
Maybe
I'll jam out on an instrument that I can't play to make the do-do bit, and then you can do the fuck.
Okay. Wicked.
That's the intro.
Okay.
Right there. Okay.
You're listening to A Quarter Life Crisis. Oh, fuck. And you just heard our new intro.
We just literally made.
So funny.
It's really cringe.
But it's the best that 220-somethings could come up with absolutely no skill.
That is the point. Yes.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Done. You like segued that.
We have no skill in anything. So the fact that we even made a jingle... Or we didn't make the jingle.
No, we didn't.
We edited the jingle with the wording on top of it. And my eye is really hurting all of a sudden. Oh my God, why is my eye hurting? I'm wearing glasses at the moment. Yeah. Are you okay?
No. I was going to say...
double vision?
No, I was going to say your skills don't even include seeing.
Oh, no, they don't. I can't even see properly.
Yeah.
My eyesight is...
I've got really good eyesight, but my ears don't work.
I was going to say I've got really good ear sight. Like, oh, good. That's crazy. So yeah, you just had our jingle. Apologies.
I don't think it's that bad.
No, I don't think it's that bad. It's quite cool actually. I'm quite enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's probably the best thing we've ever.
No, it's not the best thing I've ever done.
I didn't realise you were so good at using like
Audacity and things
on soundboards. You were like copying and pasting all over the shop.
Basically, it was a long time where I thought being a musician was going to be my job.
No, it wasn't.
And I can't play any instruments. No, because I thought it was really easy. I thought you went on, like, you know, I'm really, really good at GarageBand, yeah? I am, though. I know my way around
GarageBand. Okay, but that's not, there's a difference between GarageBand and being a...
Okay, but I know my way around GarageBand. So I thought it'd be really easy for me
to
bang out, like, a jaunty tune on, like, an electronic tune on GarageBand. And then... slightly edit it in Audacity or whatever and then bosh it on SoundCloud, I'd be famous, you know? It didn't work out that way because I don't know anything about music and I don't know instruments and I don't know anything. So it didn't work out, but that's why I'm okay. This is the thing, I'm okay at some things.
Just not great
at anything.
What do they call that?
A jack of all trades.
Yeah. A jack of all trades, but master of none or something.
Yeah. But I'm not even good enough at
Lots of things.
Yeah,
that's fair enough. But yeah, so this podcast is literally going to be really strange, random. We're going to talk about things that we enjoy.
Yeah.
And things that happen, general life things that happen, you know.
And maybe stuff that happens in the news and things like that.
Potentially.
If it really interests us.
Only if it really interests us. This is a very selfish podcast and it's only about things that we like and we enjoy, so...
Hopefully there's people like us, though. I think there's plenty of people that are, like, around... Because I'm 24, you're 23.
Yeah.
I'll be 25 and you'll be 24 soon.
Yeah.
Our birthday's one day apart.
And it's crazy.
Yeah. A year apart, but
soulmates.
One day. Yeah. But I think there's a lot of people like this who get to this age. We've both been to uni. We both dropped out.
Yep.
I mean, maybe it's through different decisions. Agreed. But we both couldn't get there. But we both have some uni experience. And then, like, got a job that wasn't anything to do with our uni experience.
And that we both absolutely hate.
Yeah, we don't enjoy.
We don't enjoy our jobs whatsoever.
Yeah. Let's not say what our jobs are.
I wouldn't advise it.
I'm going to get stalked. I have a fear of being stalked.
But, yeah, so we are at that point in time where we just sit on a sofa a lot and do nothing really and think about what we should be doing that we're not doing.
That's how this came about.
So this is how this has come about. Yeah. We're going to try and talk to each other like we normally would, but potentially...
on the sofa, but sat in the office instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully someone likes it.
Well, you never know.
I mean, well, we'll see.
I listen to quite a few podcasts.
So do I. Yeah, of course. But I think people that make podcasts now have already got such a big following.
What's your top three podcasts?
David Dobrik.
Oh, God, I knew you were going to say that.
Yogscast. Triforce. Yeah. And then they're the only two main ones I really listen to. And then, obviously, recently I've started listening to David Tennant's one, which is, again, okay.
Yeah. Mine are like My Favourite Murder, Triforce.
Yeah.
And something like probably there's some like Australian true crime or crime manicpedia or I don't know what it's called.
So you really like crime?
I like
basically.
Crime podcasts, yeah, to be honest.
I just like listening to random shit. I listen to them when I'm in the car.
What does David Dobrik do? Because I've never listened to his podcast.
Basically random shit.
No. Like challenge, like not challenges or...
No, not really. Just like general stuff that he's like doing at the moment. But it's good, but it's like also not good because it's basically he talks about stuff that he does in his videos, which if you watch his videos, it's a bit pointless.
Videos, you know what it is.
Yeah, but
if you don't know who David Dobrik is, he's like quite a famous YouTuber, isn't he?
But I just quite listening to them in the car.
I get that, yeah.
Because it... Sometimes I prefer to listen to that than music.
When I'm doing mundane tasks, I listen to podcasts or in the car or whatever.
So yeah, so this is just going to be, we are going to talk about everything and anything, TV, well, whatever.
And obviously you've said the reason it's called Quarter Life Crisis is because we don't know what we want to do with our lives now.
So maybe this podcast will help us go through some ventures that we might figure out what we want to do.
Yeah, we were on about starting a cafe.
Yeah. But then we realised how much money was involved in starting
and
a cafe.
Effort.
And
you have to get, like...
permits. And,
yeah. And all that shit.
God. So that idea quickly got shot down.
And what if you, like, cook something wrong and poison someone?
This is what I mean. You could get sued.
You get done. Yeah.
So again, to Sam and Amy, that is too much effort.
Yeah. It's got to be a really low effort.
It's got to be a really low effort job. Yeah. That doesn't involve us leaving the house very often.
Do you Google... working from home sometimes.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Me too.
I have honestly looked into being everything and anything at home. Yeah. That's why I was looking into, what was it, transcribing the other day, where people just send me video files and I just like...
And you just type. And then we did a typing test and found out we're both very slow typers.
So yeah, basically every idea that we have gets shot down in one form or another. So...
You actually have to do 2 seconds of research.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay.
We can't do that. Yeah. So this is kind of the other reason we're doing a podcast, because maybe this is something we'll be able to do.
I can talk. Exactly. We should be fine.
But it's whether people want to listen to us or not.
Yeah,
no.
That's the thing.
But then, we do know a lot of things about some things. Was that English?
No, not really. No, you see, you can't even talk now.
No, I can't talk. English is...
So what are some things that we enjoy? I mean, I also know what they are. I just feel like I had a feel.
Do you want me to
question?
Tell you what
yes,
I
please.
Like?
Tell me what you like.
Yeah, even though we've been friends for like how long now?
Five or 6 years.
No, it's been longer than that. I've been with Martin for 7, so.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
Long I've known that. You for over 7 years.
Whoa.
But we've been proper friends for like maybe like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And when I say friends, we're like...
We are best friends.
Friends, yeah. Oh my God, that's so cheesy but so cute.
No, we are though.
We are. We're like soulmates.
Yeah.
We have a very weird relationship in that...
A lot of things are the same.
Yeah, it's kind of like our... We kind of match on a lot of things in our lives. Like, our birthdays are one day apart. Okay, they're a year apart, but they're still one day.
Yeah.
Which is
our
crazy.
Our family's quite similar.
Our families are exactly the same.
We were health condition children. We both had heart murmurs.
Oh, these are health condition. I mean, it wasn't that serious.
No.
But yeah, apart from that, we just realised that we had a lot in common. We didn't really think we were going to get on at first.
No, well, the first time we met was at a friend's house party.
Yeah, and I don't think we
had... And it's not that I didn't like you. You were with another person who I didn't... And not to say I didn't like, because I've not really spoken to her properly.
Yeah.
But I judged you very quickly, let's say.
Bad Sam.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then after realising that actually we had a lot of things in common.
We got drunk and started talking about things we liked.
As most teenagers do. That's how you make friends when you're a teenager. Exactly. You just get drunk and realise that you're meant to be.
Oh my God, we're not teenagers.
We're not teenagers anymore.
I know.
This is why it was really sad. Me and Sam went out for a walk earlier and we were in a field. And honestly, I felt like I was 12 again.
Yeah.
She threw a sticky plant at me and it honestly made me just like the happiest person in the world. Because it made me feel like I was 12 again.
Young again.
Yeah. But like... you know, it's not every day I get thrown with a sticky plant, do you know what I mean?
No, I guess, yeah.
So, you know.
But you did live, we were talking about, you lived in a more London-y area.
Yeah, I lived just outside of London for the last 5 years. Yeah.
But we were still friends through that time.
Oh, yeah, we were still friends through that time, like really close friends. You would, like the greatest friend you are, would make the trek to visit me quite often.
Yeah, at least once or twice a year.
Which was nice, and then spend like a week on my sofa, which was great.
Literally on your sofa the whole time.
Yeah. And obviously I'd come down to Cornwall to visit.
Yeah.
Which is where we are based.
Oh, now. Yes, and Amy has moved.
And I finally moved. After 5 years, I moved back, which is great, because that means I get to spend all my time sat on Sam's sofa.
Yeah. And working.
Doing absolutely nothing.
Which
and
is
working.
The problem.
Which
that's
is the problem.
Problem.
Yeah. We don't want to work. We just want to sit on the sofa.
I feel like that's our whole generation, though.
Yeah.
You don't find, like, joy in work anymore. There's got to be some people, like you were saying earlier, some people like their jobs.
I think we just haven't found a job that we enjoy yet.
I think so, that's what it is, yeah.
So, I think once we do that, then we'll be happy and we might get off the sofa a bit more.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, we walk the dog. That's where we were.
We walk the dog,
so,
yeah. That made us feel a little bit better about ourselves.
Yeah. Hopefully he's going to stay quiet down there this whole time. He's chilling
he
out
He is
right now.
A cute pupper.
Oh, Amy's having a dream, look. Oh, he was having a dream. He was.
He just looks like he's having a fit.
Twitching. No, all right. But that's what they do when they have a dream.
They look like they're fitting.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Great.
There you go. The dog's called Alfie.
Alfie. Yeah, that's Sam's dog. I am yet to have a dog, which makes me super
sad.
Though. I could potentially get a dog, but...
You should. I'm not sure it'd make your situation any better right now.
No.
You need to sort your life out first.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. But, you know... I bought a big car so I can get a big dog.
You did. You had your little core life crisis.
Yeah. Had my core life crisis of going out and buying a really expensive car.
But you needed a car.
Yeah, but did I need that car?
No.
No. I ended up buying a big old 4x4 that, okay, as a, you know, I'm the only one that's really ever in my car.
Yeah.
Do I need a 4x4?
You might have children and a dog.
Yeah, I think you more dog.
Okay.
Big dog.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that car's great.
Now?
Yeah, but I mean, to be fair, people say living in Cornwall, but that's actually worse for a 4x4 because all the roads are really small.
I know, yeah.
So actually having a 4x4 is very frustrating.
I also have a 4x4.
But I do...
We are literally the whitest people on this planet. I have a 4x4, you have a 4x4.
We're also not, though.
We love coffee, you know? We're those people.
We love coffee. We do love coffee. I do love coffee. I love coffee. I love coffee.
We're so white.
Yeah. Well, what else is... Well, I was going to say...
What's a white girl stereotype?
4x4, coffee... iPhones.
Blonde hair.
Yeah.
I don't have an iPhone because I'm not rich enough. That's the only reason.
Otherwise, I have an iPhone, but it's currently in
it's
a
very broken.
Smashed condition. No fault of my own, though, to be fair.
Yeah, your boyfriend dropped it.
Yeah.
Shame.
Bloody stupid idiot.
It's all right, you're getting an upgrade.
Yeah, that's very true. What you'll also notice in this podcast is I tend to slip into other accents sometimes. Just going to throw that out there right now, get that off the bat,
no,
in case you guys think
this.
I'm weird.
Lispy Cornish accent.
Or sometimes you sound like Danny Dyer.
Yeah. I like a good... That wasn't Danny Dyer.
That sounded like an Australian.
I can't do it, right? I can't channel Danny Dyer.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I'm Danny Dyer, you know? No, that's Australian. I'm going Australian again.
You've gone Australian.
Like Welsh Australian now.
Well,
we
Australian.
Like, we like a good accent, maybe.
We like
I'm
a good
not
accent.
Saying we're good at them, but we like them.
Yeah, we do like a good accent.
My favourite accent is like the like classic American / gone Irish.
You've gone Irish. You've gone Irish. You've gone. That's it.
I can't keep one. That's
what you can't keep.
I can't keep an accent.
You couldn't even keep Danny Dyer for 2 seconds.
No. I did it all right in the car, really. I was practising in the car.
But again, it was like 2 minutes.
You're good at Irish, though.
I'm good at Irish. I literally convinced someone that I was Irish once.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot.
I can't say you're good at Irish and then not do it. Come on.
I don't want to do it.
You got it.
You can't put me under pressure like that. You can't just be like, oh yeah, you're good at Irish. Do it. Do it, do it, do it.
You can.
No, you can't.
Right.
Maybe I'll just slip into it.
The only Scottish I can do is, this is so sidetracked, but there's an episode of Doctor Who. I'm a Doctor Who fan.
Okay.
Where they go to Scotland.
Oh my god, are you?
You Doctor Who fan? I am Doctor Who fan, yeah, sorry.
Okay, good to know.
Where they go to Scotland. It's David Tennant episode.
Oh, I love
seen it.
Okay, yeah. Have I?
The wolf one.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
Oh, hi, we're in Scotland. That one.
Oh. That
Are we
really
Scotland?
Bad. Sounded like you just had like something stuck in your throat.
Oh, that's what they sound like.
Beautiful noises.
Sorry, Scottish people. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. My stepmom's Scottish. She gives us a free pass.
There you go, free pass.
Free pass.
Do you know any of the other accents I've just slagged off?
Irish? No, but I lived in Ireland, so that counts. That's
you
free
live
pass.
In Germany too.
I lived. You gonna do Germany?
V. Oh, that's French.
V.
Oh, we is
V. V.
Yeah, is German.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can speak a little bit of German. Excuse me. I can say my name is Amy and I'm from England.
It's Amy.
Yeah, you call my house Amy. Okay. There's a slight talent of mine that I can say my name or where.
What did you say? Ich komme aus,
yeah.
What does that mean?
I live in, or I'm from.
Oh, I understand.
Could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what it means. Okay. I'm pretty sure that's what it means.
Alright. I know how to say I have a horse.
Why would you ever need to say that? You've never had a horse.
It was a song. You know when you do, like, we did, like, some of the same classes in school.
Right.
GCSEs.
Yeah.
You did German.
Yeah. No.
No?
No.
No. You did history and art, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. But in GCSE German, we had to, like, learn a song, and it goes about, like, I have animals is the just the whole song. So it's Ich habe eine Pony, Ich habe eine Strudel. A strudel is obviously not an animal.
I was going to say, isn't that a fruit? I couldn't think, fruit I couldn't dessert.
Think of anything. I couldn't think of anything.
Like, but a yeah. pastry.
So Ich habe eine Pony is, or ein Pony is I have a horse. It might come in handy.
What if you're in Germany and say to someone, I have a horse, when you don't have a horse? You need to learn how to say, I have an alpaca.
I need a horse. Yeah. Or I really want an alpaca.
Sam wants an alpaca. Another part of her midlife crisis.
I live in an area where I could have an alpaca.
She lives on a farm.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Not a working one.
Not a working one. But she has fields where she could house.
I could have an alpaca.
An alpaca. Which, again, is also a bit quarter-life crisis-y.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even click.
Because you want an alpaca, which is really, really weird. It is a bit weird.
I didn't even click that that was a court life crisis thing. I need to calm down. I need to not buy this alpaca.
Don't buy the alpaca.
Don't let me make any big purchases, please.
I mean, alpacas aren't that expensive, are they?
Yeah.
How much are they?
I was showing you them the other day.
Yeah, but I can't remember.
The one I want is like, I think it's like got a deformity or something. It's like $800.
Fucking hell. Yeah. That's expensive.
But the fancy ones are like in the thousands.
I mean, I suppose it is an alpaca.
It's a whole animal that's big.
A whole alpaca.
It's a whole animal. Not just
I hope it was half.
I'm not going to buy half now and half later. Interest-free alpaca.
Interest-free.
I'm not going to bank loan myself an alpaca.
Finance.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So,
we've been talking for like 18 minutes, full of crap.
This is always going
to
be though.
To business.
To defeat the Huns. Wait, you've never seen Mulan, so why?
No, I know the song.
Crazy.
I've never seen most Disney films.
This is the problem with Sam. She is. Uncultured.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
What?
I thought you were going to say, Sam is a gypsy. That's what I thought you were going to say. I'm
no.
not a gypsy. The start of my life, I didn't watch many films or TV shows. But I really got into
She wasn't much. Allowed to watch TV. The only
it's
TV
not like
time...
I wasn't allowed to. We didn't have one.
The only TV time she got was like an hour at her grand's house.
Yeah. So I've seen some kid shows from like CBBC of the 90s. But
you've not really seen any Disney films.
I have seen...
Guys, hold on a second. She's not seen the Titanic.
No.
She has not seen the... Let's just digest that for a minute.
I know what happens.
What? Everyone fucking knows what happens. It's the... Right, you're joking.
There's a boat.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's two people.
Okay.
One's called Jack and one's called Rose. Jack is a poor boy. Rose is a rich girl. They meet. He paints her. I don't know why that comes up, but it does. He paints her. And then...
I love the Titanic coming out.
It starts crashing.
It and starts crashing.
One of them gets off.
Do you mean the boat?
There's a door that they're floating on. One dies, can't remember which one.
It starts crashing.
Oh, there's a necklace. Love that. There's a necklace. The heart of the sea.
Heart of the ocean.
Oh,
what colour is it?
Purple.
No, it's not. It's blue.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, guys, help me. I cannot believe that you have not seen the Titanic.
The Disney films, I've seen Frozen because it came out recently. Not Mulan, what's it called? Moana. I've seen that.
Because it's a recent one.
Because it's a recent one. I've seen... I've seen the Cinderella with the live action one with what's her face.
Okay, that's great.
What's her face?
I don't know what her name is.
Well, you do.
The blonde one.
Yeah.
The actual one that plays Cinderella. No fucking idea what her name is. No.
Can I Google it?
I suppose so. If you want to.
Well, I've seen the live action Cinderella, and I'm not sure I've seen many other Disney films. No. Oh, Lady and the Tramp. I like that because it had dogs in it. That's the only reason.
Whereas I've seen everything.
Oh, and Alice, because I really love Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, you do love Alice in Wonderland. Yeah. But yeah, I've seen like pretty much everything. I've probably watched the Titanic about 4 times. Me and my sister used to reenact it with a broken kitchen table.
Oh, good.
Well, there's like a scene in it where he's like holding her, and then like people are like sliding
down.
Don't
let go.
Me and my sister, I used to hang my sister off the dining table, and then used to let go of her.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, the Cinderella woman wasn't who I thought it was.
Oh. So you've just been talking absolute shit then?
Yeah. Okay, I have been talking. I probably haven't even seen it. But...
Just making this whole thing up, aren't you?
Things I have seen that everyone's like, have you seen this? Jurassic Park, I love. I love Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Yeah,
I suppose.
I've obviously seen all of Harry Potter.
Big Harry Potter
Everyone
fans.
Everyone has. We love Harry Potter.
We do love Harry Potter.
What do other people say, like, movies you should see? Ghostbusters, seen it.
Yeah, but I also think this is, like, when it comes to, like, I love 80s movies that I feel like everyone should see.
I really don't.
Like, Breakfast Club. I feel like everyone should see that film. It's a fucking classic. I feel like everyone should watch Pretty in Pink. I feel like everyone should watch 16 Candles.
I've not seen any of those.
See,
have you seen Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, I've seen Pulp Fiction. Right. Yeah,
that's one. I'm on a list of movies you must see. Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
The Godfather. Never seen it.
Never seen Godfather.
Forrest Gump. Seen it.
I've actually not watched Forrest Gump.
Oh my god, I like it. I mean, it's okay.
I don't think I'm Tom Hanks' biggest fan.
No.
He's not my favourite. He's not
the
my
Matrix?
Favourite. I did when I was really young, but I cannot remember it now. I just remember reenacting The Matrix and kicking
my
friend
like
in the head.
This list is like a bad list. Because it's all like, I don't know, films I don't really like.
Okay, well let's talk about the films we do like. So okay. We are pretty big into sci-fi, I would say.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Fantasy, horror.
Together we love horrors. We love horror films.
I can't watch a horror film alone, but I like watching them with you.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. We like watching a lot of horror films. Recently, we've got a curse, I think.
We're
cursed. Of bad horror films.
Oh, yeah, no, but we've always said, yeah. Can we just tell the people what they should watch if they want to see a bad horror film?
Guys, honestly, if you want to watch a bad...
Trilogy.
When I say a bad film, I mean, like, so bad that it's, like,
good.
Funny.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, when it's so bad that it's good.
So the first one is called...
Bad Ben.
Yes, Bad Ben. The guy made it completely seriously. And it was a homemade thing. I think it's on Amazon Prime.
Bit like Paranormal Activity-ish, yeah. Like, you know. But awful.
That one, like, got a cult following of people that found it fucking hilarious. It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
So then he made Badder Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That got, like, a little bit less serious, kind of him just...
It was a bit funny.
But along the same lines. And then he went for what? Badder Ben?
Baddest Ben.
Oh, Baddest Ben.
Yeah. And that one's just full-on piss-take parody.
He gets naked.
He gets
and
naked. Yeah, I mean, spoilers. But his dong's out.
I mean... But I think it's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it's on Amazon
if you want to watch it. But I'd honestly recommend just watching it if you just want to laugh with your friends.
Just for fun. Yeah.
Because
it's just funny.
My God, even though we watched Bad Ben and we thought, my God, this is the worst film we've ever seen, we still watched the next
Badder
two
Ben
films.
And Baddest Ben.
We couldn't not. No. It was just wonderful.
And then, what horror films do we like though?
I don't know. I can't remember the last time I watched a good horror film.
We watched The Nun recently, didn't we?
We watched The Nun recently. Again.
We thought it was alright. Didn't like really like it that much.
It wasn't too scary. There was like one main bit that I jumped in.
I can't remember what it's called. The fucking series that is
The Conjuring.
The Conjuring. I enjoyed watching that.
Yeah, they were good. But I just feel like with horror films now, they're getting a bit samey.
Yeah, they are. I like, obviously I've seen all of... I was about to say Five Nights at Freddy's. That's not what I meant.
That's not a film.
I've seen all of the Nightmare on Elm Streets.
Okay, we're going retro now. So
yeah,
like Jason
that's what I'm
and
saying.
Freddy.
Yeah,
and...
Jason and Freddy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen all the Nightmare on Elm Streets. I've seen
classic horrors
I mean,
are the best.
Saw's not classic, but I've seen all of Saw.
Yeah, but Saw is gruesome.
It's not the same, is it?
Like The Shining. Have you ever watched The Shining?
Yeah, I have. Yeah,
I quite like that.
I didn't. Think
I'm obsessed with the TikTok video that recreates The Shining right now. I have a weird obsession with TikTok.
Oh, I really don't get the TikTok thing. I think the year and a day between us is the
TikTok.
Problem with this TikTok thing. Because I don't understand it.
Yeah, but it's not even that, like, I don't know. I just have an obsession. I think it's not even the TikToks themselves, like the videos.
It's
I think it's
the music.
Like, the little snippets of music.
I don't understand.
I, like, really, like, gel with.
I don't understand. I found Vine funny. And we're talking about the app TikTok that's a bit like Vine. That,
yeah, it's
like,
a bit
short, short video clips.
Vine was more comical.
Comedy.
Can't even speak. Yeah, it was more comical. Like, it was little mini short, like, funny bits. Whereas, like, TikTok is more...
I've got pins and needles in my foot. Ow.
Move them.
Ow.
Whereas TikTok's more like, you know, it's music. Back. Like, you mouth salt. Mouth salt? Mouth... What is it called?
I don't know. Mouth. It's not called mouth something.
Mouthing along? Oh my god,
that's
how old am I? It makes
is.
Me sound really old.
It's not mouthing along, no.
Anyway, lip sync.
Lip syncing.
They
yes.
lip sync to music, and that makes,
I don't get it.
But there's one that they do at the minute, and they're doing it to The Shining, you know, where she locks herself in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he's like banging on the door. What?
No.
That's not The Shining. That's some psycho.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, but where he gets through the door with an axe. Yes.
Yeah, they do like yeah. a, they're doing like a TikTok about that at the minute, and I'm obsessed with it for some reason.
What are they doing? Just dancing to it.
Just like sat by the door.
Oh.
Just like.
Hilarious.
Yeah. No.
I don't get it.
It's not even as funny. I really enjoy it. Yeah. I don't know why. I just really enjoy it. But right. Yeah, anyway. So this is our podcast. Feel free to follow us. We've made a Twitter and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
although, can you please change the username right now? Look at
I
it.
Know. I don't understand that. I didn't know how to. Like, really. Am I, like, I'm so old.
For young people, yeah, you're old.
For young people, we're
over
old.
Here. This yeah. is a very interesting segment. This is Teach Amy How to Use Twitter. Settings.
Okay.
It might be. I don't know. Yeah.
Username.
So we can choose our username right now, live on air.
Woo!
Quarter life.
Why is there
it
a
can't
space
be
there?
That long.
No, I don't know why the space is there.
Oh. Quarter life crisis.
Well, it can't be that long anyway.
Can't it?
No. Look, quarter life Chris, like that's it. So we're gonna have quarter life Chris.
Oh. No, we can't have quarter life Chris. That's the journey of a 25-year-old man called Chris. Just put QLC. QLC pod. Yeah?
No, it's been taken already.
Oh my God.
What is it with people trying to take our usernames?
Isn't it?
Crazy.
So full disclosure, we've done a podcast before.
It was awful.
It was really bad.
It was really bad.
Let's not even mention the name of it.
No, I'm not going to. But hopefully this one is slightly better. The only problem with this one is it's going to be completely off the cuff.
Oh, and
no plan.
Rambling.
So it is going to be really weird sometimes. Yeah. But that's fine. That's fine.
And I feel like I'm probably going to upload this to YouTube as well. So if you are interested in leaving us...
Leaving us...
Like a question? Or...
Okay.
A topic.
Okay.
Or you just want to say hello.
Okay.
I feel like I can do a shout out section.
Oh my God, love that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I want to shout out today to...
My mum.
My mum, I was going to say that actually. Yeah. To my mum.
Who actually listened. My mum.
Oh yeah, your mum listened to the other podcast. And she's going to listen to this one.
And it cringes me out. I'm not going to tell her about Sarah. This one. Not going to tell her about this one.
Yeah, you are.
No, 100% I'm not. No, you won't.
Hi Sarah, love you.
Love
your mum's actually one of... the people I like the most.
What in the world?
I'm not burrowing a rap or anything, I'm just saying I find your mum fucking hilarious. She's not like anyone else's mum I've ever met.
What, my mum?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a bit weird, isn't she?
Well, I wouldn't say that necessarily.
Yeah, she's just not, she's just pretty chill.
Yeah, I like her.
She don't really give a fuck about anything.
Really, she doesn't give a fuck. And your mum has the cutest dog I've ever seen apart from mine.
Yeah, he is pretty cute. Called Teddy. He's a little, I don't really know what he is, to be honest, but he is pretty cute.
He's the tiniest thing I've ever seen.
Maybe we'll make an Instagram so people can see what our pets look like.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Because I'm sure people 100% want to see what our pets look like. Because who doesn't want to look at dogs all day?
Maybe not all day, but I want to see some.
Yeah, I definitely like to see some on my feed every now and then. So maybe we'll
right
make
now,
an Instagram.
I've got puppies.
Yes, Sam does. She has seven... Was eight, now seven. Oh. I know, sad.
You made me sad now.
Yeah, I know. She lost one, unfortunately. I mean, she didn't just lose it, didn't
no,
like,
it didn't run away.
It didn't run away, but...
It had an issue.
It had an issue, so unfortunately it is no longer with us. But she has still seven adorable
German Shepherd
puppies. Again, if we make an Instagram, I'm sure there'll be photos on there.
For no one to see.
If there is, obviously, this will probably get uploaded onto YouTube first, so we'll link everything in the description below so you guys can check it out.
Yeah.
But hopefully our podcast will also end up on iTunes.
Yeah, we have to go through the whole approval process on Apple. I think someone has to listen to it, so hire that person from Apple. Or maybe they don't, it's just automated. But there will be swearing in our podcast.
There will be swearing on our podcast.
So
our podcast
is explicit rated.
Is a little bit, well, yeah. Because, like, we just want it to be really quite genuine, this podcast. And the only way it's going to be genuine is if we...
We swear in everyday life.
We swear in every conversation. So if we didn't swear on the podcast, it would be very...
Weird.
Yeah, it wouldn't be genuine. And we don't want it to be like, we come on here to... Do you know what I mean?
Like every YouTuber in the world.
Yeah, like every YouTuber in the world. Like... you know, I'm not ready to maybe be the next Zoella. Do you know what I mean?
No, I really don't want to be the next Zoella.
Hi, guys.
Do you know what? I genuinely would rather not have the money that they have than have to be like that, because that's not what they're like, surely.
Thing is that it just makes it worse now, because when you hear them swear now, because now they're trying to break out of their, like,
they're like,
I'm like basically a Disney star. That's basically what they are. They like swear and it just sounds so bad.
Sounds so strange.
So cringy, because it's like, that's just how my body feels when it's like
hearing a child swear.
Yeah. It's awful and I hate it. So
are there YouTubers that you think have been like authentic the whole time? Can you list any? I was going to say PewDiePie, but definitely not, because there was a whole thing where his videos were like really.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
He's all right now. I think he's like quite authentic now.
The only problem with things like YouTube and stuff now is it's really annoying, because you have to be a certain way to get any form of money or advertising or anything like that. I mean, not always.
Oh, the demonetization thing, you mean?
Yeah, and just like generally. So like, you find a lot of the times that YouTubers aren't being themselves because they can't, because they want to earn a lot of dollar.
Yeah, fair enough.
And that's the other thing. Like, me and Sam aren't coming into this being like, we want to earn lots of money.
I'm under no... I don't think we'll ever make a penny.
No. And if we did, then it'd be freaking good. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Because, like, we don't think that will ever happen.
No.
But I think YouTubers go into YouTube now simply to earn money.
Yeah.
Whereas me and Sam have got a spare hour on a Thursday afternoon, so why not just sit down and record ourselves talking about absolutely fucking nothing?
Yeah. I agree.
I agree. I concur.
Do you know who I think might be authentic, actually?
Who?
Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast.
You don't reckon?
No, it's not that I don't reckon he's authentic. I just think you don't really ever see the real him in his videos. You know what I mean?
Fair enough. Yeah.
Because like,
this is a guy that like gives away money on YouTube.
Basically.
Yeah.
I think he's a nice guy. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think you never get to see like the real him. If that makes sense. Like, you don't know what he's like.
But
in
I don't
life.
Think people would. That's the thing. That's the reason why they're like this, is because people don't want to see people sitting there doing nothing. Or if they are talking, they don't want them to be. I don't know.
Just chatting about
just
shit.
Chatting. Yeah. I mean,
I love that we're doing this
right now. We're doing the exact same thing right now. But I didn't mean it like that. But I don't know. It's tricky. Do you want to watch Zoella take a shit?
I mean, I think once would be quite funny.
Yeah.
Just like watch it happen once.
What, just she accidentally records herself back in a mirror the way she's taking a shit. She puts it up on Instagram.
It's a bit like the Queen, though. I think you have this image of Zoella where she just wouldn't shit.
No, she does shit, 100%.
No, obviously she shits. She's a human
fucking being. I see her shitting.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, see, I don't. Weird, isn't it?
She's a once a day, nervous, got to be in the top floor of a house, no noise. You know? I can shit anywhere. Oh, that girl, she's beautiful. A nervous shitter.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. Crazy. Everyone shits. Everybody shits.
This podcast has taken a really great turn. I am so in love with how this is turning out.
Yeah.
Lol. We promise, guys, it will.
Oh my God, you just lol in real time.
What do you mean?
Can't believe you just did a lol.
What's a lol?
You just lolled. You did an LOL.
I don't understand what that means. What did I say? Lol?
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
Wait.
This isn't 2012, baby. You can't throw that shit around.
What did I say? Just like lol.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Unless you didn't and I'm hearing things, but I'm pretty sure you did. You can't throw that word around now.
Why?
Because it's cringe. I don't like it.
La 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 la. Okay. Anywho,
the kids these days, Amy, they say yeet. You have to say yeet.
Yeah, but do you know actually no, because you only yeet when you're throwing something.
No.
Yeah, yeet is throwing something.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Look, if you type in the definition of yeet.
All right.
Definition of yeet.
You could have just typed yeet, but okay.
Is.
It's a dance move, you little cunt.
It's in.
It's a dance move. That's
no, what is the meaning of yeet?
It means yes.
Oh, I thought you yeeted something as if like you threw it.
Maybe.
Wait, what does it say on the Urban Dictionary? Urban Dictionary is always right.
Yeah.
If you need any concrete evidence, yeet.
Oh, to discard an item at high velocity.
Yeah, see? That's what yeet means.
Oh.
So like, if I threw something,
yeah, but I'm sure
it
has another meaning now.
I mean, potentially.
Just, you know.
But
one of those words they throw out there. You remember, like, in 2008, Everyone was like, oh my god, so random. That was like the word everyone threw around.
Random. That's You're so random. Yeah.
Now it's yeet. It's just a word. It doesn't mean anything.
What is that?
That's my malware protection.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Just seeing weird things on Sam's computer and just concerned as to what they are.
That's my virus protector.
Oh,
so okay. They can't get in, you know, to all my important encrypted data
that Sam has none of.
Yeah.
Because she does nothing of importance. I mean, oh, I'm putting you down, but it's true, I don't do anything either.
You raise
I do, buddy, I do. But no, we like, yeah, so after obviously all this rambling, the purpose of this is that we are going through a quarter life crisis. Hopefully those people out there are also going through a quarter life crisis that might find some sort of, let's be a support group.
All right, let's do that.
Let's be like an AA.
I don't want to ever meet you though. Not you.
Oh, me. People. I was going to say, we're sat in the same room.
No, I don't want to go anywhere.
No?
No.
No, well, our AA meetings can just be, you know.
Online.
Purely
online. You have to post a comment and then I'll reply to the comment. It can't be like in DMs. This whole community is formed by comments. You comment. Half an hour later, if I see it, I'll comment back.
Guys, by the way, she's looking like so deep into my soul right now, it's creeping me out.
No, I think in this era of instant, I'm about to go full grammar, in this era of instant messaging, I would like to take my time to reply. I would like to take a think.
I might
even send you a letter. Oh my God. Give me your address, I'll send you a letter.
Pen? You're going to pen a letter?
I'll pen you a letter.
Oh, but
I took the pop filter off, so that P was probably really like,
I'm going to pen
your letter. Oh, though, please
can
don't send
me a letter.
That's a bit dodgy. Yeah, I'll pen you a letter. I'll send it to you. I'm not going to send it to where you live now, though. When you get your own house, I'll send you a welcome letter. Welcome to the area you live in.
Okay, great.
I am the community support
manager.
You sound
like a councilman trying to, like, get my vote.
Yeah, and maybe I'll do...
Hi, I'm Sam.
That's my new job.
Okay, so...
Vote for me.
No.
2019.
No.
Prime Minister.
Prime Minister.
The next general election is in 2022. I have plenty of time.
It might be
there.
Before that because, like, Theresa May is, like, legit going to get fired soon.
Maybe.
Because she...
Oh,
hello?
The puppy's whining. He doesn't like Theresa May either.
No. I don't think many people do, to be fair. No. I mean, I just think they should get this Brexit thing over.
Even the Conservatives. I mean, we're getting into politics now. What is this?
But no, we're not getting into politics.
Even the Conservatives
don't
like Theresa May.
Yeah, but I don't really understand politics.
Okay. All right.
So,
we
just stick to, like, you know, Netflix?
Yeah. Oh, God. This is the reason we're so fucked, is because we don't want anything to do with politics or understand it. I mean, I sort of understand it. I mostly understand it, but
no,
I
honestly don't really.
Which is a really stupid thing to say. I'm very aware it's such a stupid thing to say.
I just think, in this day and age, you have no impact on anything.
Oh, yeah, but you do, though, in a way.
Do you, though?
Yeah. You do.
Are you telling me that every your yeah, okay, whatever, Trevor.
Every little counts.
Do you really think that your opinion makes any difference to what happens in Parliament? No.
Probably not, but it's sad that it is that way.
Well, it is that way because we've got like fucking 50-year-old men running the country and they
have no
idea what's
going on. Can we just talk about how my boyfriend's sister tried to get elected as her local MP for her area as the Green Party?
It's hilarious.
I just don't understand.
I don't get it, but I mean,
she likes politics. Some people do.
Yeah, but
not me.
I could never imagine her being a councilwoman.
I could.
Could you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it didn't happen anyway.
It didn't happen, unfortunately.
She got outvoted, yeah. Which is a real shame.
Yeah.
But anyway.
The dog's whining under there, Amy. What are you gonna do for him?
I don't really know what he's doing. He's just kind of stood underneath us. A bit weird.
He wants to come on the podcast.
Bit weird. He's a dog.
His life. He's nearly 3 years old.
Okay, great.
You can have a 3-year-old on the podcast.
A 3-year-old that talks?
In people years, that's what? Seven?
Seven.
Plus seven? Plus seven. Oh, I can't do that right now.
What, 3 plus 7?
21, yeah. He's 21 years old.
3 plus 7?
No.
It's not 21.
3 times 7.
Oh, 3 times. You said plus.
No, I meant times.
Okay.
Here's 3 times 7 is 21, isn't it? Help?
I don't know. I don't math.
7 and 7 is 14.
I'm surprised I passed my math GCSE, to be honest. This podcast is making us sound really, really stupid.
Yeah. We're not good at math, though. We know this. This is another shared thing. What did you get in your GCSE maths?
A C.
Yeah, same.
I literally was so surprised. I honestly thought I'd failed.
I wasn't surprised, but...
What, that you passed? Oh, whatever.
No, I thought I would... Oh, alright. I didn't fail any of my GCSEs.
No, I didn't. Oh, wait, that's a total lie.
What did you fail?
Textiles.
Oh, yeah, there's that. Yeah, that story is that basically...
I didn't do anything.
You did all the coursework, but you didn't do the practical.
Yeah, I basically did all the fun bits that I enjoyed doing, because I really wanted to do graphics instead, and they put me in textiles for some unknown fucking reason. And so I did all the drawings and the plans, because I liked that.
Yeah.
But then when it actually came to making it, I didn't, and then I had to stay behind an hour after class one day to literally put, like, sew two bits of fabric together so they could assess me.
Oh, good.
Mm.
You did a bag.
I did a bag. Yeah. Basically all I did for my GCSE textiles. I honestly thought they must have thought I was a fucking idiot.
What grade did you get? Not an ungraded.
No, I think I got an E.
Alright.
Or a D.
Fair enough.
By class, like C as a pass and a D as a fail. So I think I might have got a D.
Right.
Because my written stuff was really good.
Yeah.
But just my practical was so shit. Like, unbelievably shit.
Did you
shit.
Do A-levels?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did law.
But I failed them.
Did you? Yeah. No, you didn't.
I did a year of A-level.
Did you?
Yeah, we're obviously not that good friends, pal. Yeah.
Oh, God, even I don't know.
Out of GCSE, I did a year of A-levels. I took biology, chemistry and English, because my favourite subjects and the ones I scored highest on were science and English.
Right.
So I did biology, chemistry and English.
Okay.
I hated every single second of most of the lessons.
Oh.
I got an ungraded in biology, I got an E in chemistry and a C in English.
So then...
And so... What?
I'm so didn't confused.
Go to, I stopped going to A-levels after 1 year, failed, and left. Actually, I didn't. I stopped early and bummed around for 4 months doing nothing.
Oh, my God.
And then after that...
Why did I think you had A-levels?
No, I don't have any A-levels. I have a...
So you have nothing?
I know. I have an extended
I
national...
I love you so much.
I have an extended national diploma in forensic science.
Oh, right,
but then
okay.
I went to college after.
And did
and
that.
And was like, I can't... The exams... Basically, I had a panic attack in the exams.
Oh, right, okay.
I, like... puked all over everything.
Oh, good.
And so didn't do
well, on the exam.
Yeah, the day of the exam.
Oh, okay.
I had a nosebleed because I was so panicked.
Oh my god!
Then vomited.
Everything. That was one thing about me is I really didn't mind exams.
You love exams. I hate them.
Oh, I love exams. I would much rather
I hate
do
exams. I love
10 exams instead of a bit of coursework.
I love coursework.
No, I hated coursework.
Yeah, but
no,
you...
I did A levels in law, sociology, psychology.
No, you didn't. Do
and history
A levels.
100% did. When I went to Truro, they made me do 4 A-levels.
That's insane.
So my first year, I did graphics, but then I realised that I love graphics, but just not education graphics, because I hate being forced to draw when I don't want to draw.
Yeah.
Again, another thing that we do now, which we hate doing stuff that we're forced to do.
Yeah.
So I dropped that and took up biology.
Mm-hmm.
And on my first day back at college, when I was meant to go to my biology class, I realised that I'd really fucked up and made a bad decision about taking biology.
You did.
So I didn't go and changed it for sociology.
Okay.
So then, I ended up getting A-levels in law, sociology, psychology and history.
Well, you didn't fail any of them?
No. Magic. Passed them all.
Magic.
Got an A in law, got a B in sociology, got a B in psychology and then got a C in history.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Check you out.
I know. I'm an A-level queen.
But A-levels are weird because...
They're a lot harder now than they were.
They're very difficult.
Oh, A-levels now.
And you have, like, one massive exam.
Yeah, but see, when I did them, you didn't. You had an exam after every year. So I did my AS levels, which is, like, your first year.
Yeah, I did
And then
it,
you did an exam.
That's
and
what
then
I did.
Yeah, but now you have to do the whole 2 years, then take exams?
No.
How ridiculous is that? How are you
how
ever going
to
remember?
2 years piece of content.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was bad enough.
I can't even remember what happened yesterday.
Year. Yeah.
How much? Yeah. I wouldn't have passed now.
No.
But I... Pass it's fine. I got my A levels. I don't care anymore.
I did really well on my forensics course, and then
that's kind of cool. So what was your course at uni then?
Forensics. I did an extended national diploma, so a GCSE level in forensics. No, an A level in forensics basically, and then I did a foundation degree in forensic science.
Oh,
and I passed
so.
That fine, but then I didn't do my final top up year.
Yeah, because we both decided, well, not at the same time.
What was wrong with us, though? It was around the same time.
It was around the same time. Yeah, I don't know why you did yours. I think both of us was just down to...
Anxiety,
and I don't want to be that person that's like, oh, I'm anxious.
No, but it was... But there's other factors.
Oh, there were, yeah, there was other factors for me.
I was definitely, like, 100% not well mentally that year.
No, and I think that was what happened to me as well, is you get... I think we both got to the point where it was getting too much, and... We had stuff to do, but we just didn't want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we weren't doing it, and it was just getting worse and worse and worse. And then it kind of like...
It snowballs on you.
Yeah, and I think it got to... I mean, you were really close to finishing yours. Like, you were like...
Yeah.
A month or so. That's
the thing about uni and stuff. Because you don't... I didn't do any work for the first two terms.
Yeah.
And no one was chasing me up about it because it wasn't due. And that's it was it. All due. So I didn't actually do any work.
That's it. I mean, I went the whole year, and I think I went to like one class.
Yeah.
And, like, no one blinked an eyelid.
Oh, I went to all my classes.
Oh, no, I didn't. How I got through my first year, I'll never know. And then, obviously... And then, yeah, it just got to the point where I was like, oh, I don't really need this. And then, like, it's a shame because I love law and I loved the topic. And I loved, you know... But it just wasn't... It wasn't for me. Uni's not for everyone.
No.
In my eyes,
but we are told now that you have to go to uni. Everyone goes.
Oh, yeah. It's like, when I was finishing my A-levels, it was like, you will do your UCAS, you will apply for universities.
That's what I mean.
I grew up always thinking, I'm going to go to university, yeah. I'm going to do it. And now I advise people not to go to university because it's...
It depends what you want to do.
It depends. But, I mean, I have a friend who went to university, did biology, came out with a first, like an amazing grade,
yeah.
Couldn't even get a fucking volunteer job in the line of work she wanted to do.
That's ridiculous.
And Jeremy, she's come out of university with a first.
Yeah. I think people want experience. That's just the way it is. If you can get in early on a apprenticeship-y type, you know, get in on a job early, and I wouldn't bother with uni anymore.
But yeah. Basically, it just was not for us. And after I left, honestly, it was like a weight had lifted off my shoulder massively.
Yeah.
And like, as much as I don't like work and stuff now, I don't have... the stress of like things. I go to work, I can come home, I'm done. Do you know what I mean?
I'm doing a course right now, so for me that is
well
the case.
Of course, yeah, but I, you know, and I used to like hate Martin because he used to like come home and do nothing, and I used to be like, I have stuff to do, but I want to just watch Netflix.
Yeah,
and
you feel guilty for everything you do.
Yeah, I felt, you know, I'd come home and I'd just want to like watch a film, but I couldn't because I was, well, I did,
yeah,
I did do that, but I had like the mentality of like, shit, I should be doing a quiz or a reading or something. Yeah. But, you know, hey-ho, we're okay.
Been and done, we're all right now.
We're all right now, we're, you know, we're okay. We both got jobs and, you know, roofs over our heads and enough money to buy food, so... Yeah.
You know, that's the thing that matters.
I'd say that's a win.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. No, we both don't know what we want to do long-term, but apart from that, it's...
No, we both don't know what we want to do long-term, but we live pretty easy lives, to be honest. We don't want for a lot, really.
Not really, no.
Like, we are the type of people that are quite happy just to...
I'm not, like, a career person.
No. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it depends if I figure out what I want to do, maybe, but...
I don't think that's me. I don't think I'm a career person.
No, I don't... Well...
I can see you being a more career person.
Really? No, I don't know. I don't know. It depends. I don't really... I don't like to be this, like, attention. I don't like attention.
You don't like attention?
No.
No, wait, okay. Right.
So I feel like...
But that doesn't... That's nothing to do with the career, though.
Well, no, it is, because like, the higher you get up, the more like attention, isn't it?
I suppose so. But you're quite high in your... What you do now.
Yeah, I am. But not to the point where it actually means that I get, you know...
Attention.
Any recognition for it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
I'm still just in a role where I just, like, carry on.
Yeah, but, I loved, you know, it. You get a bonus.
Woo!
Woo, a bonus.
You know, I feel like made when, it, you when you get a bonus.
Yeah, I didn't get a bonus. I don't get a bonus for nothing. Actually, at Christmas time, my boss takes us all out for a meal and I get £10 to spend on my meal. That's my bonus.
Oh my God, that is the saddest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
And that's my
bonus.
What
are the lives we lead, honestly?
And I don't get paid very much either.
But to be honest, guys, considering that we are quite unhappy in our jobs, I actually quite like my life now.
Yeah, no, I do, yeah.
Apart
it's just your... work that's like
work related, and I feel like I've got no direction. I feel like I'm kind of just floating, but I'm kind of really enjoying that right now.
Yeah, floating's all right if it's a calm river.
Whoa,
oh my God, I've totally made a proverb. Yeah, floating.
What's
around
a proverb?
In life.
Oh, see, I didn't do English. Hello,
Google it.
No,
a proverb is like a, you know, a saying.
I've
made a saying,
like, so like someone's about to throw you in the rapids.
Floating down the river is fine when the river's calm, but you can't float when it's rough waters.
Yeah, but when do we feel like there's going to be rough waters?
Well, if everything else in your life is really tricky, then you need like a stable job with money to sort it out.
So.
But everything else is calm right now, so we don't mind floating. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look at me, I'm a fucking genius.
I think we're just enjoying our time right now because obviously I've just moved back, so it's kind of just a nice time.
It's
right
a
now,
bit like new, isn't it?
Yeah.
Still. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just quite... The novelty hasn't worn off yet.
No, that's true. Yeah.
But yeah. So, apart from that, anything else interesting happening in your life, Samantha?
Well, no, that's the issue, Amy. Not really.
Should we see what's going on in the news?
You're going on Twitter for notifications.
No, I'm going Twitter on BBC News.
BBC Breaking News.
BBC Breaking News. Oh, good.
No, don't read the ones where people die. Unless there's some murder story. But if it's just a national...
Oh, disaster. Jeremy Carl's been cancelled.
Oh my God, everyone will
finally... Have you heard about this?
Get a job.
But you know what, I'm kind of sad about... no one will have an outlet.
Stay at home. I'm doing air quotes right now. I mean, I'm going to get slagged off, but every stay-at-home mum.
Yeah.
Stay-at-home mums do a lot. I'm not saying they don't, but...
Basically...
A guy killed himself.
Yeah.
Because of... Well...
So because of the results of a lie detector test.
Results of a lie detector test.
Which is... Alfie, I'm sorry.
He's angry.
He's angry. He's angry that Jeremy Carl. Yeah, he's upset.
He loved it.
But it's not going to be aired at all. Could you imagine being Jeremy Carl right now? How pissed off he must be.
Well, I read a thing that Love Island had two contestants that killed themselves and they're still going.
I don't think there was two. I've heard about one. Oh. And he killed himself. But I think you could say that about anyone famous, though.
I do think it's silly.
And with Jeremy Carl, for example, no one forced him to go onto the show.
No.
No one forced him to take the lie detector test. No. No one forced him to do anything.
But the problem is, they're saying that the lie detector tests, as we know, having done law and forensics, don't work. They're not used in courtrooms because they aren't reliable.
No.
And I don't think they should be using lie detector tests, but that's a massive thing of Jeremy Carl.
But it's just the part, it's like a gimmick part of their show.
Yeah.
And I think, okay, maybe
it's
messing with
Jeremy's
people.
Top Kyle, should you? Cause...
No. But that's my point. You know, if you think that there's going to be any snippet of the fact that you're going to get caught out...
Don't do it.
Don't do it. He put himself in that situation. So, yeah. I don't think they should have cancelled the whole show for it. Because, like...
I'm not sad it's gone.
I haven't watched it for actually years. But we're not going to have those funny Facebook videos now.
Yeah.
Because we are grandmas.
My boyfriend shagged my mum. Is he the daughter of my baby?
Is she the daughter of my baby?
You know what I meant. Yeah. No, I'm not sad it's gone.
Oh, Doris Day's died.
I didn't even know who she was.
Do you know the only reason I know who Doris Day is?
No.
I'm pretty sure she's in one of the Grease songs.
Oh, okay.
What's that song?
I don't know.
Doris Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think it's the Beauty School Drama song, isn't it? Where she sings something about Doris Day.
I don't know, but it is in there, I remember.
Yeah. So she's dead now. Okay. Great. How old was she? 97.
I mean, dang, I feel like that's a good
age. She lived a good life.
Yeah.
She lived a good life. Something about rape, beautiful... Oh, sport. Don't care about sport.
No, we really don't care about sport.
We really don't like sport. Okay, more killings. God, this world is beautiful,
isn't
it?
There's no positive news nowadays. No. You know? I want to talk about more news like the Jeremy Carl thing, you know? Casual news. Oh, the whole Danny Baker thing. Did you see that?
Who's Danny Baker? I don't know who Danny Baker is. Oh, like he tweeted a racist tweet about the royal baby.
But I don't think he meant it to be racist.
I actually don't know what the tweet was.
It
was
a picture.
Oh, image of a chimp.
Of, yeah, two people holding the hands of a chimp coming out of a
But why did he do that, though? What was the reasoning behind it being a chimp?
I think he was just taking the piss out of the fact that everyone's like, oh, look, the royal baby, you know.
Can we just take a minute about the royal baby's name?
What I forgot his name.
Archie.
Yeah, it's a bit basic.
It's not a royal name.
No, it's a bit basic.
I'm hating on the royals right now. Because, like...
I don't care.
They can name the baby whatever the fuck they want. But just Archie Harris. And can we just say that he's Mountbatten?
Yeah.
Do we heard what he's Mountbatten of, though?
What?
It's really funny. I'm pretty sure it's really funny. Archie Mountbatten of something. No, he's Mountbatten of something.
Title. Should have just typed title.
What is he Mountbatten of, though? Wait, am I saying Mountbatten is in, like, that's a title? Is Mountbatten a title?
Oh, no, it's his name.
No. Mountbatten Windsor? Why is it Mountbatten Windsor? Who's Mountbatten? No, it doesn't sound right. Why is he Mountbatten? He is...
Earl of Dumbarton.
Oh, my God, I don't love that his name is Archie Mountbatten Windsor. But where's that come from?
Well, The whole Mountbatten Windsor thing, I don't know about Mountbatten, but the Windsor thing is a completely false name anyway, isn't it?
Who's he? No, he's just Prince Harry. So where did the Mountbatten bit come from? Because what's her name? Was that Markle? That doesn't make no sense, does it?
No, I mean, there is a reason. But
I still think it's funny that he married
an American. So their original name was very German and they changed it.
Oh, yeah.
After the wars.
I just remember that he was something of something and it was really funny. Like he was the...
The Earl of Dumbarton.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
I found that really funny.
But it's not his active title. It's really weird how it works.
I mean, he's fucking like a month old. Like, oh my God, the fact that he's got a title is ridiculous. Oh.
That's not... I need to move my foot. It's dying.
Ow.
Ow, ow, ow.
You're squishing me.
Sorry.
We're very close together. She's been touching my leg this whole time.
I apologise.
It's alright. I don't mind.
Ooh. So, I don't really... I'm not bothered about the royals, are you?
No, not particularly.
Well then, what else do we talk about?
I know.
Rick and Morty's coming back?
That's true. Oh, have you heard the ridiculousness about Arizona wanting to ban abortions?
Oh, I know.
It completely. Yeah. They want to ban them completely.
But all will happen is that people go and try and find abortions elsewhere.
And end up
and
dead.
End up dead. That's
I just don't know how in this day and age that could even be a thing.
You won't, you're not banning abortions, you're banning safe abortions is what you're doing. Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, which is just silly. I mean, again, it's probably like 50-year-old men that are like, oh, abortions are bad.
Yeah. A life is a life. Well, not really, pal, is it?
No. It's not. It's not born yet. No. Well, that's very controversial, isn't it? Well, anyway. Hey-ho.
I love the fact that one of the things you had open is still the definition of yeast. My search history is going to be great.
It's because we're just very uncultured. We're obviously 23 and 24, but I feel like we are an old...
It's a strange age to be in the middle of...
Because I don't feel young.
No, I don't feel
Hip, I don't feel cool, but I don't feel old. Like, I don't feel like I'm a 30-year-old woman that needs to start drinking glasses of wine and making spaghetti bolognese every night.
I like wine, and I like spaghetti bolognese. I'm offended.
Yeah, I do, but I don't like wine. I love spaghetti bolognese. But I just don't feel like I'm, like, you know, I'm not at that age.
I feel
age
like until
like,
you have kids.
I think even then.
Maybe when I have kids, I'll feel old.
Maybe. I just don't know. I don't know. Anyway.
This is why the quarter life crisis thing works.
Yeah.
Are we done?
Are we done? Do we think this is enough? Have we satisfied the audience?
I mean, it's like an hour. I think we're okay.
It's like an hour, yeah. I mean, what are we going to do after this, though?
We have to restart Resident Evil.
Guys. I don't know if anyone out there is going to be into games at all. We are quite heavily into games and we are playing the redo of Resident Evil at the moment. Fuck me, it's the hardest thing I've ever fucking done
it's
in my
hard,
life.
Yeah. But you want to go on hardcore mode and I want to go on pussy easy mode.
I think hardcore mode's just the best because it's like hard.
So in Resident Evil, in hardcore mode, you have to use these things that you find in the environment called ink rolls to save.
To save. And they're really hard to find. And... enemies are harder to kill, and we are currently fucking stuck, and we can't get out.
There's a room we can't leave.
And we've been stuck now for how long? Like,
oh,
like
a week,
2 weeks, yeah. Like 3 weeks. So we are seriously contemplating restarting, but also that thought makes me really sad because we have spent about five or six hours into the game, and now we're stuck to the point of literally no return. So maybe we could try and do that. Or maybe we could just watch something on YouTube.
Let's watch something on YouTube. Let's get up on some YouTube drama. So next time we can talk about the new YouTube drama. I don't know what it is.
There's always YouTube drama.
Right now it's the Tati and James Charles thing.
James Charles thing. Yeah. Which is fucking ridiculous. Oh, she is like a 30, almost 40-year-old woman and he's like 17, 19.
I do think it should just be left swept under the rug and leave it alone. Don't get me wrong. I think people should be accountable for their actions. Like the whole... going after, so James Charles is a YouTuber who's a makeup artist and he's gay, and the allegations are that he's specifically going
trying
after
to
straight
force
men.
Straight men to be with him,
yeah,
which is wrong, and I get that, but also like Tati made like an hour long video calling him out on so much shit, and I get that, and I think that's like whatever, but like he is 19,
yeah,
like he's gonna fuck up,
you shouldn't be responsible,
and I think the whole premise of the argument is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, he promoted a brand that she was a enemy of,
or
competitor of. Yeah,
but I don't get it.
No,
maybe it's because I'm too old for drama. I'm not too old for drama. I love a bit of drama, but
I don't want drama in my life, but I like watching it in YouTube
other people's lives
circumstances. Yeah,
so our YouTube literally at the moment consists of watching really bad tea videos, and as in like, you know, drama, not
yeah,
just
drama,
like
not
watching people brew tea.
At
the minute we're loving puzzles.
Oh yeah, we're watching people do puzzles. Because that's another thing we like doing.
There's a guy on YouTube. What's
his
name?
What are they called? Puzzles.
Like puzzle boxes.
Yeah.
What's this guy's name? Let's just promote this guy, isn't it? This guy that we watch who makes puzzles.
I'm sure he really needs us to promote him.
I think he's actually... I wonder how many subscribers he's got.
Oh, lots.
Puzzle
boxes. You didn't spell puzzle right.
Did I not?
No.
How have I made it this far through life?
P-U-Z-Z-L-E.
No, wait. I knew that.
Not E-L.
That was a...
Puzzle.
That was a... is really
typo. Chris Ramsey.
Where are you getting that from?
Right there.
Oh, yeah. Chris he's Ramsey. Got almost 3 million subscribers. He definitely doesn't need our help.
As you thinking he's got, like, less than 100?
Less than 100.
Aren't you glad I muted that, eh?
Yeah. That otherwise, you would have just, like, heard Chris Ramsey starting his puzzle.
Hi, guys. Chris Ramsey solving a puzzle here.
I'm going to do a puzzle for you.
It's quite... I like it, but I find it frustrating.
I think for one of these podcasts, we should get a puzzle.
That won't be interesting because you can't see it.
Yeah, that's true. We could film it.
And do what with it? Watch it back. This is something we do quickly before we end the podcast. Let's talk about our habit of filming each other doing strange things and then leaving them for years and watching them back.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't want to post them, don't get me wrong. You're never going to see them.
Oh my God,
them.
You never know. We could make it milestones.
No.
Oh, we could. What, we can make it a milestone
video.
Well, no, like every milestone we reach, we can release an embarrassing video of like ourselves.
Every 100 people that listen.
Because we have got, honestly, the weirdest fucking shit. We get ourselves into weird situations.
Not spoilers, but here's some examples. There's one of me climbing your kitchen cabinets. I'm not drunk. I need crisps and they're really high up.
And Sam is
I'm large.
Quite short.
I'm large and in charge.
I was going to go for short, but okay.
Okay. But I am short and large. I'm a little dumpling. And so me trying to climb these cabinets is quite funny.
Yeah. She also gets jammed in weird places.
I got stuck.
We've got some really embarrassing videos that may come to light.
Hang on, most of these are embarrassing of me.
We've got some of me. Like my LOL video. Look at that body.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you took it, do you remember? And I turn around at the best possible moment.
Yeah, I do remember.
So we've got some funny stuff. And also, you know, I'm sure there's more funny stuff to come because we spend as much
waking time
as we can together. Yeah.
And we've been doing TikToks recently.
And we've been doing TikToks. So,
The one where the we're going on a bear hunt.
I'll link our TikTok. Well, my TikTok. Your TikTok?
I don't have a TikTok.
Okay, I'll link my TikTok below just in case you guys want to watch that and watch some of our
videos. Do you remember a list of things you said you'd link right now?
Every social media ever.
Yeah. Right, there you go.
Yeah. That's fine, we can do that. Yeah. Okay, guys, so...
Thank you for listening.
You're going very formal.
Well, no, I just appreciate it, you know?
Yeah, okay. I thank you for listening also. But yeah, hopefully you enjoyed it. And as we said, it's probably going to go on YouTube. So feel free to comment and tell us how bad this was or how great this was.
I would prefer the how bad.
Don't know, everyone loves a bit of constructive criticism.
I mean, we're aware that we're recording on a £22 microphone I bought from Amazon. It's one of those ones that you stick onto your desk and it's like an arm bar.
So
the audio quality is not great.
Yeah, but it'll get better. Hopefully.
You know, if we do get that dollar.
Let's
buy a sound booth.
Oh, okay.
A whole booth. I want one.
We'll just build an extension and get a booth.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
I like that idea.
Okay, maybe in like 0 years because that'll never happen.
Okay.
All right, anyway,
thank you.
Yeah, just building you up again. Building you up again.
I felt like I was sending a phone call then. All right, goodbye, guys.
All right, see you later, guys. Bye.